Action.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USAprepares.com. Broadcasting from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. I've got a post on the website. I just put it up during the top of the hour news and break, and it's a shock poll. Americans, you know, were being polled about trust. Now, the IRS had a scandal where they targeted non-profit conservative groups, okay? And they leaked confidential information. So the IRS is at a low in terms of our trust. But 35% of Americans seem to trust the IRS, while 10% trust Google and only 5% trust Facebook. Now, think about all your information that you have out there, class, that you've got on Facebook, where you're going to eat, what your dog looks like, pictures of your friends and family. Think about that. Think about what you put on Facebook, and only 5% trust Facebook. So keep that in mind. Rick, I wanted to mention that tomorrow I've been invited to speak at the Lodge of the Ozarks in Branson, Missouri, at the Hungry for Health Festival and Gala, Branson, Missouri. I'm going to be speaking at 3 o'clock on Friday. And there's a charge for admission. Of course, I don't get any of this. I'm volunteering. And there are a bunch of other speakers as well. Bottom line is, if you would like to attend, there's a post on the website, USAprepares.com. It's the Hungry for Health Gala and Organic Festival. It's presented by Fuel for the Body. That's Lynette Marie. She's been on the air with me. She's been on the air. She's been at the meetup. She's been at the expo, and she presents information about organic food. And so there are a lot of people who will be presenting at this particular event. Mary Toko will be there. Dr. Patrick Vickers will be there. Bob Wright will be there. I mean, there are a number of speakers who will be there. I'm going to be talking about the lies, how big are the lies. So that's tomorrow. I'll be speaking at 3 o'clock if you'd like to come. And if you need a scholarship, if you're in need of a scholarship, I'll be glad to get one for you. But if you don't, I think the tickets are $8 a day. So it'll be, there's a gala dinner tonight, banquet dinner, black tie dinner tonight. I will not be there. I'd hope to be there, but I won't. But tomorrow I will be there speaking. Rick, I want to mention about the sheriff's deputy who showed up at my neighbor's farm demanding that he pull down this transmitter.
Well, they had
perfectly legal.
Some evidence that he was in pornography or something? Is that what
no,
the whole thing was
no,
about?
No. Well, somebody used his computer and sent a picture, they allege, of a nude
right.
person. And so
they
wanted
used
to
his computer like mine was used maybe? Or it was
that could be. So yeah. So they demanded there's no pornography. I mean I asked him, he said no, there's no pornography on his machine and none of that stuff. And so they demanded to copy his hard drive and for some reason he let them. But that's the FBI that investigated
yeah.
him. And also, the sheriff's deputy demanded that he pull down his transmitting antenna. But the F, and he wouldn't do it. And good for him. Good for him.
Yeah,
so
well, that
I'm gonna
part,
put,
that's silly.
Yeah, well, here's what this is all about, I believe. He has some old tube-powered equipment that works really well. He's got a huge battery bank with lots of current available for for his equipment for transmitting. It has an 8,000-watt inverter. So now this guy, if there is an EMP or a CME or something that would stop traditional transistor.
He's a John Connor. Cool.
Yeah. So, yeah he's my neighbor.
The apocalypse.
So he can transmit. He'll be able to transmit worldwide should there be a calamity or a major event. And they were, and the FBI was really interested in this. Now, I don't know why he didn't tell them to take a hike. Now, when they show up at my farm, I'm going to tell them, produce the warrant. I'm really.
Well, that's why you should run for sheriff.
Well, I'm going to. I'm going to run for sheriff.
Cool.
Well, you know what's really interesting, Rick? Now when I travel around the county, people go, are you running for sheriff? Is that really true? And the answer is,
yeah.
I will run for sheriff in 2 years when that election occurs. But, you know, people are saying, that's great. And a lot of people don't know much about me, but they want anybody. They want anybody but who we've got for sheriff.
Well,
so that's kind of interesting.
What they want is change. They want things to change. Everybody wants things to change. I want things to change. The only way I'm going to do that is by changing myself. That is how you change the movie. One person at a time.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you know what? What I'm finding out, Rick, at our meetups, we're finding out that people are really interested in the truth, and they're finding out that they don't have the truth. I was talking with a guy yesterday in Springfield, Missouri, and he said, Vinny, we got to get you. Oh, by the way, that's why my neighbor came over. He said, hey, Vinny, I don't hear you on Springfield radio anymore. And I said, well, I got fired. And so it just happens that I was in Springfield yesterday, and one of my friends was with me, and he said, Vinny, we've got to get you back on the radio in Springfield because there's no one that does the kind of stuff that you guys talk about at USA Prepares. We're hungry for this kind of information. We don't care who's got the best hamburgers in Springfield. We can figure that out for ourselves.
A friend of mine that I made when I went to Mexico, Mauricio, I stayed with him. He was my driver. He sent me an email wanting more information about Antarctica and the Nazi base in Antarctica. And I queued up a bunch of videos from Russia that were actual film clips of birds being tail-whipped with the Nazis still existing in the 50s and the 60s. Now, what kind of history is that about?
Well, Rick, you want to share that story with us? You were there.
Well, I went to Antarctica. I saw the Nazi base. I saw a base that was Viking, probably from the 14th century. I saw catacombs that went down further than 100 miles. That means below the mantle into what we would call a second Earth that might have. I saw things that I didn't believe could exist on Earth. One of the things was almost 40 miles down is this 1 mile high cavern with weather, clouds. It's lit because that's why they brought me, was the photoluminescence. They wanted me to understand how the bacteria was working correctly and creating this light so that it was like a habitat. There was a lake there, the thermals. In fact, the thermals are quite well known in Antarctica, and it's below the thermals where this habitat exists. And the Nazis dug in just before the war and had a huge base there and were not even eradicated until the 60s. Now, I went there in the 70s. With that said, where is that in history books?
It's
and
nowhere.
9/11 did not happen as they said it did. Right now, there's a bunch of people trying to make an argument that it was done by the Zionists, and the United States knew about it. What does that suggest about the nature of information and how it's being used so that even when you're given the truth, it's confusing?
Rick, I've said publicly that if our government says it's raining outside, I'm not going to believe it. I'm going to go check for myself.
Well, that's the bottom line. line, and that's why you have communities, not a centralized form of government. And now the move is to look, Rothschild, of the nine most wealthiest men in the world, five of them are Rothschilds. And to be king of the world, he's got to be in collusion with something. And I don't believe it, because the ability to do what they're doing to everybody. You know, chemtrails are everywhere. They're in Europe, they're in Canada, they're in Australia. I have friends seeing them everywhere. I saw them in Mexico. And nobody has even bothered to ask, what are they spraying? Well, that's a good movie. What in the world are they spraying? That's a good movie to start with. And to realize that Fukushima is a time bomb that could be easily become an extinction event for men. And that, what is it, Joey just sent you that thing on black molds in with diesel fuel. And let me tell you, the black slime molds are thriving at Chernobyl and Fukushima. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, Rick, I see it. I see it in our fuel tanks. And seriously, I said that it is
what
they're doing.
This will really get you good. How many amps live on your piece of property?
Well, I can tell you that
realize that there may be something else going on here of which we're just a kind of an also-ran. You know, I have, when I went to Mexico, I physically saw the fact that there had been societies and cultures in Mexico that we haven't even duplicated here in North America this time around. I saw it.
Rick, let's talk about the ants. When we first moved to Missouri, there were anthills. You know, we actually got a chance to see ants. I don't see very many ants anymore.
What kind of anthills? Are we talking about 7 feet high?
No. I'm talking about...
We have them 7 feet high in the Okanagans.
Really?
Anthills.
Okay. Well, I think we killed the ants over here in Missouri.
Seriously. Good luck with that.
We don't have anywhere near the number of ants that we used to have. We don't have anywhere near the number of birds, squirrels, chipmunks, mice, rats, skunks, opossum, armadillo, deer, you name it. There are a few of them. There are even fewer cows. They're getting killed, too, by the weather, by the spraying, by the chemtrails, the big lies. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, RichardAllenMiller.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. 2237, extension 130.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, and I just got an email from Ed Marvini. So I called him up during the break. Ed Marvini is our webmaster at usapreparedness.com. He built a website for me to manage the news and post very quickly. And so I got an email from him, and he was very concerned about your website, Rick. And he has some answers for you, and he said he's going to give you a call.
Okay, that's good. Cool. Yes. No,
he's got a client.
Hi, Ed. I really enjoyed meeting him, and actually, the only reason I haven't even talked to him about my website is I don't have any money. But stay tuned on that.
He will give you a call, and he's got some suggestions. He's protected our website from hacking, and he had some explanations as to why he thinks it's they want to use your site. Ultimately, it's about revenue generation. So I've invited Ed to be.
It's about the money.
I've invited Ed.
One final thing on regarding ads.
Yeah.
In fact, there is a book that I strongly recommend. When I was young, my book was Ernest Kallenbach, Ecotopia. That is a really classic book, like The Postman. The one I would recommend people look at closely is Michael Tobias and the Voice of the Planet. He's out of Berkeley, and he's the one that did the white snow leopards and, you know, brought that back in and everything like that. William Shatner and Meryl Streep did a 9-hour PBS called Voice of the Planet, where Meryl Streep was the artificial intelligent computer that Michael Tobias, as played by William Shatner, has dialogue with. And it's an interesting book about ecology. And Michael Tobias. And it's called Voice of the Planet, and it's old. And if you can get the PBS series with Wall Street, that is a classic, and most people never even heard of it.
Okay, I wrote it down. Michael Tobias,
Voice
of the Planet.
Yeah, and I'm going to send you a picture of me with a TARDIS, a white wolf, and Fox Mulder.
Can I post it on the website?
Huh? Yeah, that's what I'm sending
all right.
to you. Yeah, have some
all right.
fun with
and,
it.
So, class, if you want to get in touch with Ed Marvini, if you have a question for him about web development, that's Ed Marvini at UserSite. He's a USAPreparis.com instructor. He's really, really busy, and there's a link to Ed Marvini on the website, USAPreparis.com, bottom of page one under instructors. And next time I see Ed, I'll get him to sign the wall, too. He's been at the farm. Sherry in Kansas.
Hi,
you
fella.
Are on with. Hey, how are you?
Okay. Speaking of chemtrails, I saw one over my house yesterday. It was the tightest turn I've ever seen. I didn't see them while they were doing it, but I saw it afterwards, and I've never seen them just turn so tight. And you know, but I had a question for Rick. Now, have you been paying attention to what's happening up in the Arctic as far as the glacier snowpack really melting up there?
Yes, that's been a serious concern.
Is it melting is more on one side than the other?
Yeah.
Is it the Russian side?
There's going to be a pole shift. That's the other part of what that's about.
Is it on the Russian side?
Yes.
I heard someone say that was due to Fukushima.
What's that?
I heard someone say the other night on a Jeff Rentz show that was due to the radiation coming off of Fukushima. Could that be true?
I don't know that I can. I can't say that that's true.
Okay.
I don't know that part is true. There is a serious situation occurring. That's where. That region was where all the first radiation that came off. By the way, yesterday, or is it today, that's the third anniversary? Isn't that what you said, Vincent?
It was the 11th of March.
Third anniversary of Fukushima. All the radiation, just before it hit Hawaii, it broke, and a small portion hit San Francisco, and the bulk of it mostly went up into the Arctic there. And that's why they're seeing polar bears and other animals that are losing their skin and fur.
Okay.
Sherry, do you want to hold?
No.
Do you want to hold? Okay. All right. Thanks so much, Sherry.
Bye.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller and I will be right back after these few commercial announcements.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rick, we were talking about the sea level rising. And it reminds me of chemistry class, chemistry 101, where we talked about, you know, you can take a glass of water and you can put an ice cube in it, and then you mark the height of the water with the ice cube that you just put in there, unmelted. And then you watch the ice cube melt, and the water level is unchanged. Now, I believe the same thing would happen in the ocean. So the ocean level will not rise because of icebergs and ice floating in the ocean. However, that not all the ice that we're talking about is supported by water. Some of it is supported by land. Now, if that ice melts that's supported by land, the ocean level will rise. Do you agree or disagree, Rick?
That's correct. That's correct. You know, none of what we know right now, it's all confusing. Why? There was a time when science was not a weapon. It was a time when it was for knowledge and growth, education, to better oneself, to have a broader awareness. Whereas today, the not knowing is creating a stigma of fear, concern, anger. It changes the internal landscape and health of America. And it's being done intentionally. And why? I'm really, you know, to be king of the world, Rothschild, you know, the richest man in the world, the one that owns everything. Money isn't real. What's real is your labor. I have a friend, Xavier Hawk, who is in North Carolina, has a new website called permacredits.com, and it's on permaculture and using the labor of growing food like a community-supported agriculture movement that is worth taking a look at. Permacredits.com. In Cornell today, there. If I'm a graduate student and I have been asked to help run a lab for non-science students or something like that, I am no longer paid in money. What I'm paid in is work credits of how much time I put into doing that laboratory, and I can use that in Cornell, in town, at any restaurant or any clothing store that I'd care to do that. It's like infrastructure with community, where they place in the community the value. Where the world has gone sour is Rome wanting $10 an hour for minimum wage, where China is $2 an hour. And that war is the Illuminati thing that they're talking about that is leading to the false concepts of the value of money. It's not $2 an hour to $10 an hour. It's the labor to do it. And when you have sovereignty, where your land, you're growing, you're running your tractors, you're cleaning your air filters, the blah, 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 the more you are independent and can do everything on that piece of ground that you need to do to survive, there is a sense of peace that comes to you that then allows you to live more in the moment of what is called the flow, or the moment that we're in a timeless place that is outside this distractions. I can't, it's almost as if we've been invaded by something creepy.
Well, we have. We have. I mean, Rick,
it may not be aliens per se, but there's something that has invaded this system to cause us to focus on the wrong things of value. And education is where you start that process with your children out of the gate. And if we don't do an educational reform, this world will be lost. That's exactly how
Rick,
it works.
We have been invaded with an absence of morality. That's how we've been invaded. That's just one measurement. We have lost our way. We've lost our moral
compass.
Well,
the American family is broken. That's where I learned my values, was at the dinner table. And that aspect has been lost in America with broken families. And the educational systems that Grace Thorne and others do are inequipped to be able to pick up the slack that has been lost by the infrastructure of the family. Even in Mexico, where they were, we're talking about living on the streets. I've never seen poverty like that. And yet, children were all happy. I saw that.
Rick, if If we wanted to prove how little content there is in television programming, I'm talking about mainstream programming, let's say we said to whoever's watching TV, we didn't tell them in advance. We just said, okay, now you've just watched 3 hours of television tonight. We're going to turn the television off. Okay? And then we hand them a piece of paper and we say, okay, tell us about what you saw during the last 3 hours. What was notable? What was educational? What did you learn? I'll bet you that page would be blank.
It's mindlessness. That was the three words that I heard about America by foreigners. The three words are ill-informed, ignorant, and complacent.
Mm. And the word I hear is naive, which is a loose synonym for those
three.
That's
a byproduct. Give me a break. It's time to take responsibility for your own evolution. And you start with educating yourself. Where do you go? Well, the world is full. We are on an information overload. Someone was trying to talk to me on another radio station about, isn't man advancing like the quickening where everything is hurrying up very quickly? And yes, that's true, except that it's like a false flag. It's not real. We will not be here very much longer in this sense of it. And it's like the cultures I saw in Mexico that were Mayan and Aztec, the level of structural buildings that they were building are very superior to anything we've got in New York City. I mean, really, when you look at it, man has gone through advances that led to the high philosophy of Greece. And now we're right now poised to watch another Greece or Atlantis disappear from history, Japan. And the Shogun and the Ronin and the concepts of honor and Senpaku. Craziness, you know, the ritual suicide because you didn't do what you were supposed to do. Disgrace, that kind of thing. And to do it with honor. It's mentalities and the idea. Our wealth, our total resources is in the diversity of our children. Why would we want to make them all the same?
Well, Rick, I have this thing
with, what's your name? Temple Grandin. I got to meet Temple Grandin. Mm. There's nothing wrong with that woman. She's smart.
Right.
Well, why would we call her limited, you know, in terms of social skills? That's all the kids are learning in high school now. They didn't learn the classics.
Not to say no. Rick, everybody's a winner. They have a game, and everybody's a winner. They have a contest, and everybody's a winner. Which really means everybody's a loser.
Their texting is kind of like staring into a black hole. That is a metaphor. There is absolutely no communication going on with texting in the same venue that there would be when you're in person and have darshan, eyeball to eyeball, and windows of the soul.
Mm-hmm. I met a young girl with her mother in Sam's Club many years ago, and she was looking down at her phone, and she was just looking down at her phone while she was following her mother. Her mother was pushing the cart at Sam's Club, and I asked her mother if I could talk to her daughter about the phone for a minute, and I guess she figured I was, you know, not a threat, and she said, sure. So I said to this young girl, if the telephone had been invented after texting, would you be using the telephone to call your friends? And she was kind of surprised by that question. Now, children today communicate with short phrases and made-up words, shorthand, if you will.
They don't have
the communication skills. Now, Rick, one of the reasons that I learned when I was in college, one of the reasons that I learned that Americans were more creative than other countries was because of our language, our diverse language. For example, when I was growing up, something could be really hot. That meant it was really cool. That meant it was really neat. That meant it was awesome. That meant it was exciting. That meant it was interesting. So hot, cool, neat, exciting.
There.
So we had a set of
idiomatic expression, and you know
right.
The idea, yeah, slang.
Right. So because our language was so diverse and the lack of precision of some of what we would use to communicate would expand our minds, and because of that, we were more creative than other countries. And that's one of the reasons that they said we were so inventive in America, and we could create gadgets and items that were useful. Well
if you took that argument, then what does that make a dolphin whose redundancy coefficient is 10 times more efficient than Hebrew? And that was just stuff I did back in the 60s, and now they're rediscovering that in 50 years later. A dolphin.
So my question is, if that was accurate, then we are going down because we've lost the ability to communicate, Rick. We really have. Just talk to a young person and use an expanded vocabulary. They're absolutely, positively lost. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and I'll be right back. I'd like to ask you about dinosaurs and oil. Does oil come from dinosaurs? We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze-drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, class, if you'd like to get in touch with Dr. Richard Allen Miller, it's richardallenmiller.com, richardallenmiller.com. Rick, I was just thinking. We heat our house with wood, and you've seen that outdoor wood furnace that we have. And I have this 26-foot gooseneck trailer, and I will load this thing up with wood, oak wood. And this trailer, I can buy scraps of wood if I want for very little money. I can fill that trailer up for a little over $100 and scrap wood that nobody wants. And it's oak. And it burns really, really well. So anyway, this trailer is 26 feet long, 8 feet wide, and I can put 4 feet high of wood on it. That's about 832 cubic feet. Now, when I burn that wood, that will burn down to form ash in an area about 4 feet by 4 feet by 5 feet, or 80 cubic feet. Now, what I'm saying is that wood will burn down to 1/10 its volume in terms of ash. Now, when I think about the dinosaurs, what I was told in elementary school was that oil comes from dead dinosaurs and dead vegetation. It's compressed under millions and millions of pounds per square inch of pressure, and the vegetation in dead dinosaurs and animals turns into oil. Well, I'm thinking if the wood that I burn is 10 times the volume of the ash. And I use that analogy and I say, okay, so the oil would probably be something similar to that. And I look at the height of the trees and I look at the airspace in between. There's no way, Rick. Where did all these dinosaurs come from?
The dinosaur that made the sludge, it was the algae and plant life of a forest and, you know, falling on itself and being mixed with earth. And at some point, the pressure causes it to sludge. It's about carbon and hydrogen. It's not about dinosaurs or bones.
Yeah. So, I mean, I even hear people talk about, you know, what kind of oil is the best to use in their vehicles. And some will say Mobil 1, and I agree with that. Others will say dyno oil. And what they really mean is conventional motor oil. They call it dyno oil. But, Rick, Okay, so we have all this pressure, this millions of pounds per square inch of pressure on, you know, on this vegetation. Where did the pressure come from, Rick? Where did all that dirt come from that's on top
of the
percent?
World.
Was it volcano eruptions?
Well, no. Look at the sea, and as algae that's growing, you know, tide, red tides, the algaes, all that, as they die, and whales and dinosaurs and whatever, they fall to the bottom of the floor, and they begin to deteriorate. And when they break down like that, they get mixed in with sand, and over a couple million years, the sand reaches more than 10,000 feet and starts to compress all of that into what you will now call crude. It's not dinosaurs. It's everything.
Yeah.
It's everything.
Well,
mostly, which is the biomass of the world recycling itself down into a hydrocarbon. And the hydrocarbon will stay in stasis like that for a long time because there aren't very many things that will break it down. And, of course, it's probably a little more efficient than wood is. That's why Henry Ford went from a steam engine to, you know, but it's not much more efficient, actually, and it's kind of a silly way in terms of exotic sciences that are available to us that are more efficient and cleaner that might be worth a better look at, you know, that kind of thing. I have my own opinions about fossil fuels. We call them fossils, but fossilism, that's...
So, Rick, that means that the planet's been around a long time because
for all that
silt to get on top of all those plants and algae and dinos and all the rest of it, we've had to be around here, or the planet's been around for a long time. Richard Allen Miller's been with us, and if you'd like to get a copy of some of his books, RichardAllenMiller.com, RichardAllanMiller.com, and the next time I see him, I'll get him to sign the wall here at the farm. Rick, thanks so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
What I'm about to tell you is based on information obtained from a little-known government document called FT-900. This bombshell government document contains evidence on what I believe will cause the next 9/11. I've just posted a video at www.next911exposed2.com that not only analyzes the contents of this document, but it walks you through the exact timeline of how and when this 9/11 event is scheduled to occur. Just like 9/11 had a lasting impact on our society, this event will reshape America. It will swipe trillions off markets and retirement accounts everywhere and destroy the way of life of millions of unprepared Americans. But it will also trigger what promises to be the biggest wealth transfer in the history of our nation. But you only have a few weeks left to take all the necessary steps to protect yourself and your family. Just visit www.next911exposed2.com to view my newly released video. Again, that's www.next911exposed2.com before it's too late.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.